Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT. Here's Wayne Powers.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. I was going to say happy July 4th, but what's so special about that? People ask, do they have July 4th in England? Well, yeah. It's between July 3rd and July 5th. They just don't celebrate anything that day. Happy Independence Day, everybody. It's our nation's birthday. On the line with me, I am really happy to welcome back a delightful person who I've chatted with in the past, and she's a columnist and an author. She has a few books out now. The one I wanted her on to talk about, and among other things, is called The Essential American, A Patriot's Resource. I welcome back to News Talk 1110 WBT, Jackie Gingrich Cushman. Welcome back, Jackie.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Happy Independence Day.
Happy 4th of July.
Now, I know, but you know what? It ain't just the 4th of July, Jackie. I've been through this with my listeners. We don't say happy 25th of December for Christmas, do we?
No, you're exactly right. It is our Independence Day, but it is a uniquely American holiday.
It is.
And I'm sure, like me, you've probably been in other countries on the 4th of July. And I spent one 4th of July in England and was lucky enough to be able to go to the American Embassy and celebrate with them. But it really is a uniquely, obviously, American holiday because it is our Independence Day.
It really is. And, you know, Independence Day is just so many syllables. We're lazy. So we say 4th of July.
We are.
You know, it's no longer than two syllables in any one word.
That's right. July 4th is pretty easy to remember.
And now we don't even say that. We just say, happy 4th. Well,
that's
I mean,
right.
Thank God it's not the 4th of July was not the 5th of July, because if we said happy 5th, people think we're drinking.
They would know why we're happy.
I think
because, you know, if you're like me, I grew up and I wrote a column last week talking about my memories of 4th of July, but my Independence Day memories were always about getting up and attending parades, going to barbecues, going to festivals, and always ending the day at a fireworks display, you know, usually around a small town lake or wherever we happen to be. But it really is deeply ingrained into many of us that, you know, have lived here all of our lives, that the 4th of July is synonymous with Independence Day. It's what this country is all about.
Well, it sure is. And, you know, we tend to forget that. And so people like you and me and lots of others get on the horn and we just say, hey, folks, remember what this is really about. Don't lose sight of this. This is real important stuff. It's very rewarding to explore and learn more about our history and the great culture and traditions that have been handed down to us. These are treasures. These are national treasures, and national treasures are meant to be handed down. I want to talk about your book, but before I do, you know, we have a little bit of time this afternoon, which is unusual for us. Usually we're pretty slammed tight against the clock. So I wanted to explore, you're the daughter of our former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Growing up with someone who is obviously so steeped in American politics, American history, what was it like growing up and celebrating things like Thanksgiving and 4th of July and national holidays like that?
Well, you know, it really was great. You've got to remember, he started running for Congress when I was 7. And the first two times he ran, he lost. And I don't say that for any other reason besides it just gives you an idea of kind of my background. But literally, a lot of my formative years when I was, you know, 7, you know, for the next 4 years, through I was 11, we spent a lot of time in rural Georgia because his district at that time was the 6th District of Georgia, which then was kind of South Atlanta down to Griffin, which is pretty far down, and all the way west over to Alabama. And what this meant is that we spent a lot of time in the car driving to either gas stations or country stores or going to places like Barnesville for Barnesville Buggy Days or Powers Crossroad Fair, which was an annual outside country fair. But we really, it was great because you learned a lot. You met with a lot of people that really did understand the importance of American history, that are really true patriots. And it was just an amazing experience. But that was kind of my background.
Well, he obviously instilled a lot of things within you for you to edit this book and to write the columns you've been writing and do a lot of your other work. You have to have a lot of what he gave you. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. And I think I also understand, because of what I've been exposed to, understand how, to your point, what you were saying earlier, is how important it is and how important it is to understand not only what the day means, and you're right, it is Independence Day. I shouldn't laugh about it because it really is our Independence Day, but what led up to it and also what happened afterwards, because it wasn't a day. It was a day in time, but it wasn't the day where everything started and stopped. But literally, there were over a decade before that what happened in terms of the British were taxing us without any representation.
Right.
We have the Boston Massacre in 1770. In 1773, we have the Boston Tea Party. And it wasn't until April of 1775 that we actually had the Battle of Lexington Concord, which is when they really declared the, quote, start of the American Revolutionary War. But even after we found the Declaration of Independence, which was, you know, what we're celebrating today, that we declared ourselves independent from the king, then we had years of fighting. I mean, this was not an easy process. This was a real war and a real revolution, and people gave their lives so that we could be free. And to me, that's what's so important, and that's what we need to really think about.
You got that right on the head, Jackie Gingrich Cushman. And we're going to talk more about that and talk more about some of our heritage and the things that you think are essential for every American. But we're going to check weather and traffic together first.
WBT. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s.
Thanks, Chuck. Wayne Powers in with you. We're in the middle of a conversation with Jackie Gingrich Cushman, author of The Essential American, among many other works. Thanks for sticking with us, Jackie. Let me just ask you real quickly before we get into this, because I got you on the phone. So while I got you on the phone, what's happening with your dad's campaign? Has this been a nightmare for you? Is it like a train wreck that's out of control, or does he have it under control, or is he worried about it, or what's the deal? What are your conversations with him? He lost all of his staff, and he's trying to put it back together. It just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like a carnival of errors of some kind.
Oh, well, of course, you know, if you read the press reports, that's what it sounds like. But first of all, let me just give you the facts and the truth. And that is, we did have a lot of consultants leave about 3 weeks ago. Of the group that left, we only had one person that has been a staff member for any real length of time. The core staff that's been with him for around a decade is still with him. We still have lots of people that are working on the campaign. And literally, we lost one staff person. The rest were all outsiders. And it really was a fundamental difference of, do you run on ideas and big solutions and really work with the people, or do you really focus on having the right sound bites, which is, you know, a lot of what happens today. And, you know, I mean, people forget. I mean, he really was, his background as a retail politician in, you know, South Atlanta in rural Georgia. He believed very deeply in the American people and the American people's ability to think about solutions and to figure out what to do what's right for our country. And he's currently in Clear Lake, Iowa, in the 4th of July parade. He's a very hard worker.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Exactly. I mean, and I spent some time with him. He was here in Georgia very recently. We had a great reception at the Georgia office, and that went really well. Steve Tinley, who is a very famous Georgia artist, just finished and unveiled at that event a brand new portrait of Dad. It's really spectacular. You can look on Facebook on Dad's, on Newt Gingrich's Facebook page and see it. It's incredible. But it's really, I mean, he's gaining momentum. He's doing very well. He's very enthusiastic and optimistic. And this could be an interesting journey.
I just had visions, Jackie, you know, as his staff was leaving, and it seemed that the mass media was just joyously reporting this, you know, and making it very dramatic and sort of dismissing him as a result. You know, I had visions of John McCain up in New Hampshire after he had to fire his staff because he had no more money, and carrying his own luggage off of the airplane, and he went on to win the nomination.
Exactly. And Reagan went through the same thing, even though it was much later in the campaign. Reagan went through with his staff. The reality is all campaigns have ups and downs. In the end, you only have one candidate. You may have many different campaign staff, but there is only one candidate. And, you know, this is a man. He served as Speaker of the House in, for 4 years. He led the 1994 Republican Revolution. He balanced the federal budget. At a time which people thought he would back down and give in to President Clinton, he didn't. And as a result, we had 4 years of a balanced budget. He reformed welfare, which is the most major entitlement program we've had reformed in my lifetime. He's been very successful on a national level. This is not a man who, because you read a few stories about him, it's going to turn away. I mean, he has been through this before.
Well, you're a great spokesman for him as well. I want you to put in a good word for me, and we're going to see if we can get him on. I'd love to have a conversation with him at some point.
So we're
going to have more with Jackie Gingrich Cushman, but first let's check our top story with Tony Hayes.
You know, there's a lot of flag waving all over the country. Another top stories for you throughout the afternoon here on News Talk 1110 WBT.
And we're back here. Wayne Powers with you, 704-570-1110 on News Talk 1110. 1110 WBT. We're in the midst of a conversation with Jackie Gingrich Cushman, columnist, best-selling author. One of her books that I'm very interested in and want to share with you is The Essential American. If you go on to my website, waynepowers.com, and you click on a lovely large portrait of Jackie Gingrich Cushman, it'll take you right to her website and all the resources for The Essential American and all of her other good works. Jackie, thanks for hanging out with us a little bit on this Independence Day. Are you there? Jackie?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. They don't let me press any buttons. I just have to.
I know. No, I was a little late on that.
Yeah, I just. Thank
no
you.
Worries.
Producer Ed here is bailing me out, but they won't let me touch anything. They just put me in front of a microphone. They say, talk here. And I say, okay.
Got it. That's great.
It is. No manual labor for me. Pushing buttons
exactly.
Is out of my job description. Jackie, I want to talk about this book. I talked about it with you over Thanksgiving. It's been out for a while. It's not just a brand new book, but it's a very important book, and that's why I wanted to bring you back on. The excuse to then talk about other things is just a little bit of icing on the cake, but the meat of our conversation I really want to be about this wonderful volume you've put out. It is 25 documents and speeches every American should own. I would just add to that, every American should read and own. You got to read these things and you have to expose yourself to them. This is what generations who have come before us have laid down their lives to protect, defend, and pass down to us. If you don't learn about it, if you don't take advantage of it, you are a fool. You are absolutely a fool because you're throwing away your heritage. It's like throwing away your inheritance. If your grandfather left you $10 million and you said, I don't want $10 million, I'm just going to go work at McDonald's, you'd be an idiot. Well, you're an idiot to throw this national treasure away. Learn it. Expose yourself to it. Embrace it. Discover it. Wallow in it. Do whatever you want with it, but make it a part of your life. Jackie, how did you pick 25 documents and speeches? I mean, 25 is a very short number.
It was, Wayne. And honestly, we started with 21, and I just couldn't do it, obviously. So ended up with 25, and we intended to do a couple of things. One is, as you said, I include the actual document of speech in this volume, so it's nice because not only do you have kind of my introduction with the background of what was happening and who was talking about it and why it's important today, but you also have the actual text, which a lot of times you don't get, and I think it's really important that as we go back and learn about our nation's history, that we read the actual documents and speeches, so we understand what they said. So that's one part of it. And I started with Patrick Henry and his speech of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. And I go all the way through our nation's history. And the last speech that we included was George W. Bush's speech on the floor of the House of Representatives after 9/11. So it encompasses our entire history.
Wow. And I'm going to go through several specifics. And there's no time to go through all of it, obviously. But this is just a wealth of information, a reservoir of American heritage. So we're going to talk more with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. Wayne Powers in with you. Stay right where you are.
WBT Times here for traffic brought together every 10 minutes on the 10s. Now back to Wayne Powers.
Again, as you're heading down to Knight Stadium and such, you can always check here on the 10s for traffic and weather together on News Talk 1110 WBT. We'll get you there. We'll get you there safely. And there are some severe thunderstorm warnings in the area to the west of us, I believe, and we're keeping you updated on that. You know, we always have Operation Stormwatch brought to you by Acosta Heating and Cooling here on News Talk 1110 WBT. We're with Jackie Gingrich Cushman talking about The Essential American, a Patriot's resource. Jackie, the speeches in here are golden, and it's not just conservatives or Republicans. I mean, you have folks from both political parties in modern history and folks going back to George Washington, his legendary farewell address. How is George Washington's farewell address pertinent in 2011?
I think it's in a couple ways, and I'll give them specifically. First of all, we have to remember that George Washington, even though he was our first president, he did more than just preside over us. He understood that we were a new nation and that it would be very easy for someone to come in and to really take that power again. And we were very concerned after having fled a monarchy and declared our independence that we would be ruled by one person. So George Washington knew that it was very important that as he stepped down and moved on, that we would actually transfer power peacefully. So he knew how important this was. He also clearly warned about a couple of things that I think are still very relevant today. If you think about, if you read the speech, he warns about clearly about foreign intrigue, which is about the influence of foreigners.
Right.
He also warns about partisan politics, be very wary of those, and even go so far to say those that clothe themselves, right, with patriotism, basically, that are really, you know, about partisan politics. So he was always known for putting country first. But the country was always the thing to put in front. And the last thing he warned about was really the problem we have today, which is debt. I mean, he warned about becoming in debt and therefore losing our freedom. And I think it's very important to, for us as Americans to remember that one of the reasons it is so important and why Dad worked very hard and his policies balanced the budget for four consecutive years is that when we have debt, it not only is bad for us as Americans that year, but it does take away the liberty of future generations because they're obligated to pay that debt. And he warned about that, and that's a warning that we should still heed today.
Other speeches you have in the book, of course, are Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. We're very familiar with that. Also, Ronald Reagan's A Time for Choosing, where he talks about a rendezvous with destiny. Mm-hmm. And actually, if I have time later in the program, I'm going to try and play an audio extract from that because it's a brilliant speech. You have JFK and another Reagan speech where he says, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Any particular surprise that you put in there that you said, I didn't really think I would put this in there, but it really needs to be in there?
In here more, and part of the reason it's 25 and not 21, is, and I had this discussion with my publisher, is I'm a little overweight in Lincoln. If you look at 25 and you look at four of the pieces and documents are from Abraham Lincoln, but as we celebrate Independence Day, we also need to remember that this is also the time, the 3rd and the 4th, as my 9-year-old son reminded me, is when the Battle of Gettysburg was fought.
Right.
And so I think it's very important to remember that this was a time in our nation's history, again, that we should be thankful for because we managed to come through it as a single country. And Abraham Lincoln, I had included his first and second inaugural addresses as well as the Emancipation Proclamation and his Gettysburg Address. But this was an incredible time in our nation's history and required great strength and great faithfulness. And I think we as Americans need to be very thankful for those that got us through that time.
Again, it's Jackie Gingrich Cushman. The book is The Essential American, A Patriot's Resource. Find out more about it at waynepowers.com. Click on Jackie's picture. Jackie, thank you once again for sharing part of your holiday with us here on News Talk 1110 WBT. It's always a delight to chat with you. Until that time, my friends, Wayne Powers, until that time.
Media Charlotte. WBT.